But wait, there's more. Hi, everybody, it's Terry O'Reilly here, and we're happy to announce something we've never offered before. It's our But Wait, There's More subscriber package. If you're a fan of Under the Influence, you'll get more than ever before. You'll get more bonus episodes, like the live recording and audience Q&A we did recently at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival, exclusive for subscribers only. You'll get more podcasts with additional stories. You'll get early access, so you can listen to all of our new shows before anyone else. You'll get all of our episodes, including archives, ad-free. Tsk, tsk, I won't judge. You'll be invited to Ask Me Anything sit-down chats with yours truly. You'll get first dibs on tickets for live events. You'll get big discounts on Under the Influence merchandise. And that's only the beginning, all for a few bucks a month. Just go to our show page on Apple Podcasts and tap Try Free to start your free 7-day trial. Membership has its privileges. You should copyright that.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is an Apostrophe podcast production.
You're soaking in it. You're gonna love it in an instant. Your teeth look whiter than new.
You're not you when you're hungry.
You're Under the Influence with Terry O'Reilly.
Back in 1962, a schoolmaster in Oxfordshire, England, had an idea. He recruited three other schoolmasters who had good singing voices and formed a group. They called themselves the Master Singers. The founder of the group, John Horrocks, was particularly drawn to Anglican psalm chants, almost Gregorian in nature. The group's four-part harmony sounded beautiful. But if you listened closely, something was amiss. The chant Horrocks wrote was titled The Highway Code. His group began their somber church chant, but the lyrical content was a litany of road signs, the typical signage you would see on a highway.
On a pavement or footpath, do not walk next to the curb with your back to the traffic. Do not step into the road without first looking. Where there is no adequate footpath,
Walk on the right of the road to face oncoming traffic.
The idea of marrying mundane words with deeply harmonious church chants was highly entertaining. The master singers were often asked to perform it at church socials and informal school events. To celebrate their school's 400th anniversary, the master singers were asked to sing the Highway Code for Princess Margaret. At that performance, a rough tape recording was made. 2 years later, that recording somehow made its way to the BBC, where it was played on a program called This Time of Day. The sound of Anglican church chants set to daft words got a lot of attention. It became so popular, the Sunday Telegraph's radio critic said the song put the radio show on the map. It also caught the ear of producer George Martin.
Before you cross, stop at the curb, look right, look left and right again. Do not cross until the road is clear.
George Martin brought the master singers to Abbey Road, where he recorded them singing the Highway Code. The year was 1965. George Martin was at the height of his powers, and the master singers couldn't believe they were in a studio with the Beatles' music producer. While Martin was an incredible music producer, he was also a successful comedy producer, having worked with the likes of Spike Milligan and Peter Sellers. As a matter of fact, it was Martin's comedy background that had impressed the Beatles so much. Martin released The Highway Code as a single on Parlophone Records, the same label the Beatles were on. Then, the most unexpected thing happened.
You have the right of way.
The song hit number 25 on the UK singles chart. Not only that, it began to outsell the Kinks and Bob Dylan. With that success, Martin recorded the master singers singing the weather forecast.
Good morning, here is the weather forecast for today until midnight. First the general situation, a ridge of high pressure over the Azores is moving slowly northeast.
George Martin had plans to record a third single with the group. This time, he wanted them to sing The Phone Book. But the legal department put a stop to that idea, citing privacy issues. While the weather forecast reached number 50 on the charts, it was the road sign hit that put the master singers on the map. The marketing industry has also had a lot of hits with road signs. Ever since the automobile was invented, companies have sought to use billboards and posters to advertise their wares. Sometimes billboards are huge, and sometimes effective billboards can also be tiny. And with digital technology, billboards are making a huge comeback as one of the most creative mediums around.
You're under the influence.
As an ad writer at advertising agencies, I wrote ads for all mediums. My favorites were radio and billboards. Probably because they posed the biggest challenges. With radio, the task was to use audio to make people visualize. With billboards, it was the forced brevity. As a rule, a billboard idea has to be 7 words or less, and it has to communicate to people who are quickly passing by, spending only a few precious seconds in front of it. Most billboards are terrible. They're poorly designed, loaded with too many words, and lack an idea. And that's a shame, because billboards offer big opportunities. Speaking of big, the rock and roll industry discovered the power of billboards back in 1967. It first appeared on the most famous street in Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard. It happened on a supersized billboard measuring a whopping 4.2 by 14.6 meters or 14 by 48 feet. It was historic, as it was the first billboard to advertise a rock and roll album. The New York-based founder of Elektra Records had recently moved to Hollywood to open an office there, and he was observing the unique car culture of Los Angeles. Everybody drove. He looked out his window and saw endless billboards all along Sunset Boulevard, but noticed none of them advertised records. So Elektra decided to rent a giant billboard to advertise The Doors' debut album. The billboard would put the album in front of thousands of potential buyers. It would demonstrate the label's commitment to its artists. But most of all, Elektra knew many of the top radio stations were close by, and influential DJs drove up and down Sunset Boulevard every day. What made The Doors' billboard so spectacular was the fact it was hand-painted. Unlike the smaller printed billboards, hand-painted boards were unique. Each required a team of illustrators, stylists, typographers, technical advisors, retouchers, woodcutters, quality control inspectors, and installation crews. But most of all, the success of the billboards rested completely on the talent of highly skilled artists. Hand-painted billboards had a remarkable depth, sheen, and texture that a printed billboard could never match. These gigantic signs had to be legible from far away, so the painters used a reducing glass, which was the opposite of a magnifying glass. It allowed them to view their work as if from a distance. While The Doors broke the ice for rock and roll, there were many other historic hand-painted billboards on the Sunset Strip over the years. One of the most famous was for the Beatles. The giant billboard showed the Fab Four crossing Abbey Road, but their heads protruded above the board, using the real sky to stand in for the blue sky on the album. As we mentioned in a past episode, Paul McCartney's head went missing one night. But Capitol Records chose not to replace it. At that time, the Paul is dead rumor had been flying around. The headless billboard fueled even more record sales. For a billboard advertising ELO's Out of the Blue album, a huge $50,000 plexiglass spaceship was attached to the board. Another sign that went up just showed a white brick wall. No words, no title, no band. Then, over time, bricks were slowly removed, revealing Pink Floyd's The Wall. Dole has been posting interesting outdoor posters in the UK recently. The fruit company is waging a war against malnutrition. Research revealed that 3 million Brits are affected by malnutrition due to unhealthy diets, as the UK consumes more junk food than any other country in Europe. Dole wanted people to pay more attention to what they eat and came up with a dramatic way to make their point. Here's what they did. They put various fruits into a blender and created colored printing inks out of the juice. Then they printed posters using that nutritional ink. Dole positioned the posters near places where people typically buy unhealthy food. For example, one said, "Every word on this poster contains more vitamin C and A than the chocolate bars in that vending machine. That's because the ink we used here was made with grapefruit and blueberries." Another poster was positioned next to a fast food restaurant and said, "The words on this poster contain more vitamin A and C than a chicken nugget, because the ink they are printed with was made from oranges and red grapes." At the bottom of each poster, Dole invited people to favor more fruit when it comes to snack choices. Dole believes people don't pay enough attention to nutrition labels, and most don't realize the long-term effects of poor nutrition. Dole's nutritional ink campaign encouraged people to to change their habits. The quality of billboard ideas these days has taken a big creative leap, all due to digital technology. One of the most inventive boards of the last few years was done by British Airways. The digital board showed a young boy sitting on a white floor, but when a British Airways plane flew overhead, the little boy came to life, pointed up at the plane, and literally followed its trajectory across the sky. Then, words appeared on the billboard that showed the actual flight number and destination of that plane. Then it showed the lowest fares available at that time for that location, all in real time. The billboard detected every British Airways plane that flew by. It tapped into that longing we all have when we see a plane, wondering where it's headed, dreaming that it's probably off to an exotic destination, as we all sit stranded in traffic. It was a first, not just for British Airways, but for the advertising industry, as it employed new technology that could actually track planes. Sometimes billboards are huge, and sometimes they're tiny.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Not all billboards are gigantic. Carmaker Skoda chose to go tiny. First, the company created miniature versions of its traditional billboards. Then, Skoda placed the tiny digital signs in parking spots around town. But here's the best part. As drivers backed into those parking spaces, the movement of their cars triggered the billboard to light up. Then, the image of those tiny billboards appeared on the driver's reverse dash cameras. The billboard said, "Look, we got into your car, now get into ours." When the press caught wind of the clever idea and asked Skoda about it, the company simply said they just wanted to thank their competitors for the free ad space. Speaking of cars, Audi created an unusual billboard back in 2015. The German car manufacturer had just unveiled its new H-Tron fuel cell engine, the most environmentally friendly and progressive engine Audi had built at that time. The new hydrogen engines left nothing behind but water vapor, not fumes. Audi wanted to advertise the innovative engine in an innovative way, so it created disappearing billboards. After dark, Audi positioned fog machines at strategic locations in busy cities. When the machines emitted a burst of white steam, an image of a new Audi A7 Quattro was projected onto the steam, along with a zero emissions message, using the steam as a projection surface. The image would linger in the air for a minute, creating a lot of attention and photo opportunities, then it would disappear into the night, leaving nothing behind but water vapor. In early 2015, Britain was looking forward to witnessing its biggest solar eclipse in 16 years. But the weather report wasn't looking good. The forecast said overcast skies, as usual. So Oreo Cookies decided to create their own eclipse that everyone could enjoy. On the appointed day, March 20th, 2015, Oreo chose strategic digital billboards positioned high above various cities. The image on the board showed an Oreo cookie pulled apart, a bright white Oreo bottom on the left, and a black Oreo top on the right. Then, using real-time astronomical data perfectly in sync with the actual eclipse, which no Londoner could see through the cloud cover, the black Oreo slowly moved across the billboard to cover up the bright white Oreo. It was an Oreo eclipse in real time. Oreo also figured out how to pinpoint the exact timing of the eclipse in different regions of Britain. A few minutes earlier in Edinburgh, a few minutes later in London. But all perfectly in sync with the actual eclipse. Within an hour of the event, the cookie company created time-lapse videos of the Oreo eclipse and posted them on social media. Over 20 million people watched and shared those videos, and year-over-year sales jumped 59%, making March 2015 Oreo's biggest sales month ever. Oreo had managed to give the UK the eclipse that Mother Nature had denied them. For more than 20 years now, beauty brand Dove has been striving to redefine beauty standards. It's an uphill climb, as the proliferation of things like social media continually push harmful beauty advice and celebrate unrealistic standards. Research showed that one-third of Canadian girls are unhappy with their appearance. 74% of Canadian girls age 14 to 17 want to change at least one thing about their bodies. And more than 50,000 Canadian girls 14 to 17 received injections for cosmetic reasons last year alone. So Dove's advertising agency Ogilvy created the injectable billboard. The billboard was placed in Toronto's busy Square One Mall. It featured the face of a teen girl with a simple message that said, "Over 50,000 cosmetic injectables were performed on our teens last year." While the message was shocking, it contained one more jarring element. Upon closer inspection, the entire billboard was made of colored syringes, piercing the girl's face with thousands of needles. Social media videos were filmed showing teen girls walking up to the billboard and being genuinely shocked to discover it was made of needles. The videos directed teens to Dove's website, where they could download a confidence kit to help them build body confidence and self-esteem. Dove's injectable billboard brought attention to the toxic beauty issue by actually visualizing it. One day, an advertising agency named Boone Oakley was asked to create a billboard for their client, Bloom Supermarkets. Boone Oakley is a very creative ad agency we've talked about before, and they're known for their stunts. The supermarket wanted a billboard for the big, delicious muffins they baked every morning. So ad agency co-founder David Oakley came up with an idea. It would show a huge muffin pan with six giant muffins in it, held by a gigantic oven mitt. Words on the billboard would say, "Jumbo Muffins, always in bloom." The billboard checked all the boxes. It contained seven words or less. It had a big, eye-catching visual. The type was simple and legible. It was good, but it wasn't great. It needed something extra to get people talking about it. Then Oakley had another idea. What if one of the jumbo muffins fell off the billboard and crushed a car? A car that was innocently parked under the billboard. Now that would be memorable. But why would a car be parked under the billboard? Wait, what if it had a for sale sign on it? That was perfect, and it would explain why the car was sitting there. The folks at Boone Oakley found a red Kia in a junkyard for $200. They had it towed one night and parked it under the billboard. Then the ad agency bought a prepaid cell phone and put the phone number on the for sale sign in the car's window. Oakley recorded a phone greeting that said, "If you're calling about the Kia for sale, leave a message." Now all they had to do was wait a week and let people get used to seeing the billboard and the car. A week later, it was time for the muffin drop. The ad agency and billboard company arrived at 2 a.m. in the middle of the night. Using a 50-foot cherry picker, they removed one of the styrofoam muffins from the billboard. It was about half the size of the Kia. Now all they had to do was smash the top of the car, place the giant muffin on it, and leave. Easy breezy. One of the billboard guys took a sledgehammer and whacked the top of the car. Nothing happened. Then Oakley climbed up onto the roof and jumped up and down. Nothing. The billboard company found a 10-foot section of steel pipe, had the cherry picker lift it 15 feet above the Kia, and let it drop. The pipe bounced off the roof. So they dropped it from 30 feet. Not even a dent. It was slowly turning into a commercial for Kia. Time was ticking by. It was almost daylight. They had to get the roof to collapse. Then someone spotted the problem. It was the car's I-beam. It was a safety feature that keeps a roof from collapsing in the event of a rollover. So the billboard crew pulled out an electrical saw and, with sparks flying in the dark, cut the I-beam. Then they dropped the steel pipe again. This time the roof collapsed and the window shattered. Then the jumbo muffin was placed gently on the roof. With mission finally accomplished, the ad agency jumped into their cars and parked down the road a bit to watch the rush hour reactions. As the morning traffic started to get heavy, car after car began pulling off the road to take pictures. A big crowd gathered. The press showed up. A woman who was interviewed said she saw the muffin fall. Luckily, she said, there was no one else around. An attendant at a nearby Shell station said he heard the crash and thought it was a car accident, but it was just the muffin. He said it was the damnedest thing. The Bloom supermarket client showed up, saw the crowd, and high-fived the ad agency. The billboard was clearly a big success. Time to go home. Just as David Oakley was getting in his car, his prepaid cell phone buzzed in his pocket. There was a message on it. A voice said,
"Dude, I don't know how I'm going to tell you this, but I hope you have insurance, because a gigantic muffin fell and crushed your Kia. I am not lying."
1,000 people passing a billboard is not an audience of 1,000. The quality of the idea determines the audience. A billboard has to work hard to be noticed in a busy city, and work even harder when cars are whistling by at highway speeds. That's why creativity is the key. When the Doors opened the doors to rock and roll billboards, it began a 20-year run of spectacular hand-painted magic. While rock and roll went huge, Skoda hitched a ride by going tiny, and Audi managed to leave a lasting impression with a fleeting message. Dole made a statement about malnutrition by creating posters that were so healthy you could eat them. And Dove used an inventive billboard to make a point about toxic beauty. These days, digital technology has revolutionized billboard advertising, opening up possibilities that were previously unimaginable. Billboards can now detect planes in the sky, and they can even move in perfect sync with a solar eclipse. And every once in a while, a billboard muffin can give you trouble while you're trying to make a dent when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. This episode was recorded in the Terrestream Mobile Recording Studio. Producer, Debbie O'Reilly. Sound engineer, Jeff Devine. Under the Influence theme by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre. Tunage provided by APM Music. Follow me on social at Terry O. Influence. This is Season 12. If you like this episode, you might also enjoy Come Fly With Me. Airports Are Now Brands. Season 9, Episode 10. You'll find it in our archives. You can also find our podcasts on the new Apostrophe YouTube channel. And if you think there are too many ads in a show about advertising, well, they've been vaporized. You can now listen to our podcasts ad-free on Amazon Music. See you next time.
Fun fact, when it comes to Oreos, women are more likely to twist them apart. Men tend to pull. And that's how the cookie crumbles.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.